A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 34 of our 40 days Lenten reflections and prayers. Our text for reflection is Hebrews 10, 11 to 18. Day after day, every priest stands and performs his religious duties. Again and again, he offers the same sacrifices which can never take away sins. But when this priest had offered for all time one sacrifice for sins, he sat down at the right hand of God. And since that time, he waits for his enemies to be made his footstool. For by one sacrifice he has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. The Holy Spirit also testifies to us about this. First, he says, "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds." Then he adds, "Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more." And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary. On the shores of the promised age, the writer to the Hebrews assures us that since the Lord Jesus Christ is seated at God's right hand, the future is safe and secure, both for him and for us, and that the day is coming when Christ will deal with his enemies, no matter who or where they are, and usher in that glorious kingdom which the prophets proclaimed. One day we will come into the full realization of what that means, when after subduing all our foes, we will enter into perfect practical sanctification. He goes on to speak more about the new covenant into which God's children are invited through the blood of Christ. By one offering, God has made perfect all those who are sanctified by the blood. And now he uses those successive I wills of the covenant to give us confidence in our struggles. "This is the covenant I will make with them after that time, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their hearts and I will write them on their minds. Their sins and lawless acts I will remember no more. And where these have been forgiven, sacrifice for sin is no longer necessary." Dear friends, God's word is to be permanently and indelibly impressed on our hearts and our minds. No longer will we be faithless in regard to God's word. We will remember all that concerns God, and God is going to forget all our guilt, our sin and our shame. "I will not remember their sins and iniquities any longer, says the Lord." In short, all Christian people have entered into the spiritual side of the new covenant. Friend, did you know that the term the New Testament actually means the new contract? There are often three basic elements of any and all contracts. Without these, an enforceable contract does not exist. There is usually an offer, acceptance of the offer, and consideration given to seal the deal. These same three elements can be applied to our relationship with God. And so let me ask you, how much attention have you given to the terms and conditions of God's contract with you? God has made the offer of his salvation in Christ Jesus. Would you accept the offer by giving your life to him so that he might consider sealing the deal with you in eternity? We must come to God on his terms. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. Ephesians 2:8-9. These are the terms of his contract, the new covenant in his blood. I like what William Barclay says about those who accept Jesus as their Savior and whose lives are transformed to reflect new covenant Christians. When we accept Christ, we enter into new relationships. We enter into a new relationship with God. The judge becomes the father. The distant becomes the near. Strangeness becomes intimacy, and fear becomes love. When we accept Christ, we enter into a new relationship with our fellow people. Hatred becomes love. Selfishness becomes service, and bitterness becomes forgiveness. When we accept Jesus Christ, we enter into a new relationship with ourselves. Weakness becomes strength. Frustration becomes achievement, and tension becomes peace. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, forgive us for often having a greater allegiance to our kingdom than we do to yours, for our desire to remake you into something less than what you are, for the times when we panic when we don't need to panic, because you are never confused in your dealings with us. Father, let anyone who is anxious about their future and their position know the peace of God that passes all understanding. We pray that they would rest in you and rely on you. Let everyone know that the plans you have for them are for good and not for evil, plans to prosper and not to harm them. And that when you set them in place, it is for a good purpose. And that, Father, they would go a whole lot further as part of your body than anywhere they could ever go doing their own thing. So seal your word in the lives of your people, your new covenant people. Through Christ our Lord we pray. Amen.